Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. Hope we deliver the Friday show that you want, starting with the montage. Woo!
Tons of texts. People love the montage.
Well, I miss the montage.
Yeah.
That's why when Hooman comes back in September, I want him to do Fridays.
I don't understand why you need him to do the montage. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. It's something about all of us being here.
No, I get that part, but he doesn't do anything during the montage.
He goes, hose, hose. Okay. And he stands up and does that thing where he's barely moving. I love that.
The old man with the broke back dance. Right. The broke back dance. We'll
exactly. From the studio, broke back. Here's Hooman. <Yeah. laughs> All right, so Vinny, 19 years ago today, in a thing that was spoiled for me because I would get the, all right, hold on 1 second. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Planet Home. Experience Planet Home this September 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, immersive, and interactive exhibits. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets. 19 years ago today, in a season finale that was ruined for me because CBS News runs the early feed from the East Coast when they do the top of the hour news. So I'm driving home at, 5 p.m., from somewhere, and I'm listening to that news, and they announce who won Survivor.
The very first one.
I was like,
you freak out.
Richard had.
Did you punch your radio in the face?
It was like the first time I really experienced a spoiler ever.
That was the first time Sarah actually freaked out on me on the air.
Because I was
forwarding texts
something.
Up, and the texter had said something about Survivor, which I don't really watch.
Survivor or Big Brother?
It was one of the, or like Bachelorette or something. Ooh. And I just put it up there, and she just
I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I put that up.
What are you doing? You don't understand. I'm like, what? I'm just trying to help you. I thought I was.
Now
I
you must
you liked
die.
That show.
Yeah, you've awoken the monster.
You get really mad. Or I remember that you got really mad in a way that's like, oh, God, this is so uncomfortable.
Well, that's too bad for you guys. You have to deal with such a monstrous person. My sincere apologies. I've gotten better over the years. I'm trying. But, man, that took me. I was just like, ah! Well, you do everything you can to not see spoilers.
Now we know, Sarah.
Yes.
Don't wake the beast.
Don't wake the beast. I try to keep her tamped down. It's hard, you know. Anyway, 19 years ago today. In the year 2000. And I remember, do you remember that first episode airing? I remember watching the first 5 minutes of it, running out and grabbing John and saying, you have to come in here and watch this. Like, you could just tell right off, this is going to be great.
I don't remember it like that, but I do. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it, and I still love it.
Even that first, the first season, the first couple episodes, I was like, oh, it's cheesy. Like, fire represents your life in this game.
Right.
But now, like, that's the mantra of the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, some stuff stayed, some stuff is gone. I always hated the stare at this person's thing and.
Oh, God, I fast forward through that.
Think about. Yeah, I don't even watch the last episode anymore.
Oh, really?
It's 3 hours long. And it's on the night, you know,
on a Thursday or a Sunday or something.
Yeah. So I just read who won, and that's my ending every time.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm okay with it, actually. I still think the show is about the competition and the voting.
Right.
Once you get to voting or you get to that type of thing, it becomes.
Well, it's nice when you can tape it ahead of time and watch it because there are a lot of fast forwardable things like. The trip down memory lane or whatever the hell they call it on there where they have to walk past everybody's torch with their name on it.
Yeah,
and then they have like
that.
Memories from the show. I'm like, okay, well, there's 25 minutes of a show that I can just fast forward. And then they do this thing where the jury questions. They have questions that they put to each of the people. Like, I'm not decided. What's the biggest game move that you made? We'll start with you. And now that they go down to three people, which is so stupid because one person just doesn't even get asked anything.
Well,
so
I remember Susan Hawk.
Yeah.
Truck driver.
Flipping out on Wigglesworth.
And that is what happened 19 years ago today, the rat snake speech.
Oh, okay.
Here's a little taste of that.
That is so good.
She wound up coming back, what do you think, 10 years later? And she just, she was just as like...
Borneo.
Yeah, it was some kind of
all stars.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think she wound up leaving like episode 3. She's like, I can't take it. I've decided against it. Oh. I'm leaving. That's it.
I have no memory of that.
Of her coming back?
Yeah.
Maybe you said you skipped a few seasons in between
there. I fell off because
I thought
the show got bad.
Yeah. Well, it did. For a while, it got boring. There were probably, I think, like 3 or 4 seasons that I was like, ugh, this is getting boring. And I started like not being able to remember who it even played. Mm-hmm. And then they figured out ways now to keep it interesting. They do all these different things with idols and all kinds
of
fun stuff.
Well, I think also the players have upped the game by the way they play it.
Right. No, there's definitely people who come in, have a plan, and somehow execute it.
And I'll tell you something, too. Without trying to spoil anything from last night's Big Brother, you saw it?
Uh-huh.
There is an example of, this is a locked-in vote. It's happening. We know what's going to happen. I don't even think I'm going to watch it. I was so expecting what was about to happen. And that person made... Despite that person being someone I thought should leave, that person made a masterful play and
somehow kept herself alive.
Mm-hmm.
I also was floored by that. She just talked her way out of an iron prison.
And while I think the other person has said some very unattractive things, I don't think she's said them to people. I think she's said them to the camera and in the little room.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't even think the people who might have been offended by her attitude
have seen it.
Have seen it.
They won't until they get out of the jury house.
And yes, she's a good looking girl, but you don't need to be that way about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I just was all, ugh.
Oh, you're talking about the, if I wanted him, I could have
had
him. Get anybody I want.
Our listener Maria emailed us in. It's pretty long regarding Big Brother, but I'll just hit a couple points so you guys can touch on it. What's her face? Julie Chen wore braids?
Yeah, Julie Chen had a fancy new look on last night. Trying to recapture her youth, I guess.
Was it a pot necklace?
Was it?
I don't know.
I couldn't really tell.
You.
She had like a kind of a cool white t-shirt on that had like this weird flare at the bottom. And I can't remember what she had on for bottoms.
Was she trying to emulate the girls?
She
on
was.
The show?
I've been talking about those braids that they're all getting in their hair. I think
so
Annalise was doing those.
Okay.
So she did some braids in her hair. It's cute. She looked fine. Whatever. Julie Chen Moonves.
She goes on to say, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Christy is telling her plan to go off on Nick. Well, he's standing outside the door listening. There's a lot more Snoopy going on this year, right?
It seems like there's a lot of eavesdropping happening. Mm-hmm. And the blowout between Nick and Christy was pretty epic. Like, and for a person who loses her cool all the time, she held it together. And that was the thing that saved her. Spoiler alert.
Well, to her credit, she's not even the one. He came storming out like, I'm going to handle this.
Mind,
and
right.
Then he got it right. He stepped on a rake.
Yep.
He took it right in the face.
He did.
Because you wouldn't have expected her to handle that as well as she did. Not based on the way she comes unglued every time someone looks at her.
Right. Remember when she went through that whole paranoid thing where she thought every single thing people were saying was like code for her going home or something? She lost her mind.
Christy. Uh-huh. So she did well. I'll give it to her.
She formulated an argument. It had some legs.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was attacked by the person that she was going to use it against, she calmly laid it out. And the whole house went, huh?
Maria says, Christy, how did Christy pull off making the drama work in her favor?
Hard to know.
Well, the argument was correct, though, that the other girl... She's not playing a great game, but she has been like laying in the weeds just enough to have gone this far.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd punt her out too.
And she's not wrong about continuing to be a target.
Right.
She says, what about Holly's outfit? It had to be taped, right? She said she kept watching it to see if Holly was going to pop out.
Yeah, Holly was wearing like a jumpsuit at the end. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't see the end.
It had just like a bib. Well, it was the vote. She had it under in the vote, although you couldn't see it as well. And then she was in the competition at the end. I can't remember why I was looking at it. But at one point, I'm like, oh, that boob is about to come out the side. Yeah, I don't know about the tape, but it was like a bib front. Like, it just went right like this, right down the sides. It was totally open on the side.
I don't know what it is about her. She like needs spice to me or something. I know she's
boring.
I think people would consider her
she's a
very pretty
she's
girl.
She's very pretty.
I don't. I'm not interested in her, and I don't
she's
think she's playing a great
pretty.
Game, and I'm just sort of like,
I don't like the way she kowtows to Mickey. I don't like that at all. Like, he puts on one sour look, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Oh, what are you sorry about?
Okay.
Sorry for speaking your mind? God.
Let's see. She says, on After Dark, while I was getting ready for bed, Chrissy said she had Botox right before the start of the show, but they did too much, and she was expressionless. So she was saying how she would use ice and heat to loosen things back up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who, Chrissy had it?
Yeah.
Or Holly had it?
Christy.
Oh. Well, Holly, somebody sent us a picture of like a before and after of Holly. Like,
oh,
that chick's had some
that.
Work done.
I didn't see
if you
see
can find that, Yuzi, because I think Vinny would find that interesting. Like, she is pretty when she puts her whole face together. Like, there are times when I'm like, oh, Jesus. Holly.
I'm not. I just don't know what it is. Yeah. I just don't. I'm sure people see her and go, oh. And she's even a, what are they? What is it? The beauty pageant.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's a beauty pageant lady.
Yep.
So she's, but I just
don't. Well, look, she's tall and skinny and, you know, she has great hair. She's pretty eyes, you know. She's,
uninteresting.
I agree. I think personality-wise, I'd find nothing, you know, fun about her even. She just seems like kind of a dud, but whatever.
I'm going to bring you the picture.
I'm one to talk. Yeah. Oh, you got the before and afters? Okay, she's printing them out. Anyway, back to the original thought here. 19 years ago today, in the final episode of Survivor, it was the whole rat snake speech that was jaw-droppingly awesome when we all watched it in real time. Here's the picture, Vinny. Describe what you're...
Is that the same person?
It doesn't look like the same person, to be honest with you.
Well, look it.
That's her before. Yeah, I just, you know
different.
What she looks like? She looks like one of my kids' dolls.
Yeah. Yes! She does have that kind of plastic face doll look going on. Like a very sort of carved face. When you're done with that, I want to look at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at her with the beauty crown.
Oh, I...
Just stop it. Or you just pot it down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I did there.
I think you
want
my elbow hit it. Yeah.
You like it, you want it.
You like it, you want it, you got it.
So the one with the beauty
crown. It's weird, there's like all these, she doesn't, you know what though? I find that she looks really different in almost every picture, even on Big Brother, like depending on what she's got on for makeup or her glasses or the way she's got her hair done. She's like Eric Clapton, I can never pick him out of a lineup.
Eric Clapton?
Weirdly, every time I see a picture, I'm like, who's that? Is that Clapton?
Really?
Yeah. She's like, looks different in every angle that the camera catches him at. I'm like, I don't know who that is. Listen, I'll end with this. There's no death. And you know how I know that? Because Gary Busey told me so.
What?
He did an interview with the Hollywood Reporter, and he was discussing his motorcycle accident in 1988 that almost killed him. And he said, don't call it death. There is no death. Death just stands for don't expect a tragedy here. It's a Buseyism. Mm. He had a mystical experience that night on the operating table, though. He said, I was surrounded by balls of light, gold, magenta, amber, mother of pearl, all around me, more than you could count. Three lights moved up to me. The mother of pearl one spoke to me in an androgynous voice. It went, and I'm paraphrasing, Gary, you're going in a good direction, but it's time for you to look for help in the spiritual realm. You may come with us now, or you may return to your body and continue your destiny. Gary's son, Jake, has a slightly different take on what the accident did to his father. He says, well, it turned his personality up to 11, and he reveals he's most sad that people don't remember the incredibly talented actor and force of nature that he was before the crash.
Oh.
Well, thanks for the kind words, son.
It's actually a good thing for him to put out there. It does remind you that a head injury might be behind some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to hear.
Right, and that he's just not a kook. It's something physically wrong with
right.
him.
Right.
Wow, that's interesting. That does put it in more perspective for me.
But it is nice to know that there's no death. All right, Vinny, what's coming up to, what's coming up in the news?
Okay. How couples meet now after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:38. You can watch this show live every day. We got Von the Wizard, who's running the cameras in Studio C, Studio Camera.
I got a text for Von.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see, 309.
Oh, where's that?
I have no idea. Vaughn's camera work during the montage was incredible. Nice work, Vaughn, and happy release day for your poem album.
We've got excerpts coming up in the 8 o'clock music.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we're going to hear his the re-release of his poetry album. Vaughn the Wizard, everybody. It's a big day. Maybe we'll start with that. Right off the bat, right off the top. Anyway, Vaughn's running the cameras, and you can watch the show by going to radioalice.com/watch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Rebel, R-E-B-B-L, soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages.
Delicious.
Rebel.
Delicious.
Check them out.
Telling John about them yesterday. Give me a bunch of Rebel stuff. Delish.
Fall is basically here, everyone.
Would you stop it? God.
There's a list of reasons why people love the fall season so much.
It does feel like the start of a new year, actually. You know, school starts, yeah. Football's back, the leaves fall off.
The number one reason is the change in the weather that people love it. But the number two reason is football is back.
Oh, that's the number two reason people love it?
Yeah, and that's it funny. Is back. It starts this weekend. College football starts Saturday, everyone. There's only a couple games. It's sort of a weird way to get things going, but at least it's something.
And then the NFL doesn't start until Labor Day weekend? Or
right.
Okay.
Right. They still have more of this preseason nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the list is the reasons why people like the fall, the pumpkin spice foods and drinks.
Oh, ugh. God. Ooh.
Leaves changing colors, lower electric bills. Mm. I'll tell you, solar is... it's the way to go.
Yeah. I really, really want to get a solar system. I want to get one of those ones that has the battery backup, you know, so you power your storage. And then they're going to shut off, you know, when it's windy and fire season, they're going to shut off the power. I'd like to, you know, lose everything in my fridge at that point.
Well, I like it. My bills are way lower than I know they would be.
Yeah.
And I'm not, we're
trying.
What
are you paying a month, you know?
I think my last bill with the air conditioning in the summer and the lights and all that was like $70.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
My PG&E bill was $188.
Oh, my God. I don't want to tell you what mine was. Jesus.
Tell us.
No, I mean hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
I know. It's ridiculous. The summer is the worst. Mm. Actually, it's pretty bad in the winter, too, because you're cranking your heat. I want solar so bad. It seems so great. It just seems like such a thing to take on.
Yeah.
Plus, I think I need a new roof.
Oh, my.
I know. So if I'm going to get a new roof, then that's when I'm going to do the solar.
Yeah.
That becomes a very expensive roof. I mean, roofs are already expensive.
Well, but that's actually the best time to do it.
Right.
Do both. You get plenty of years. I think the guarantee, because we had to do this at the apartment that I have, is it's like 25 years.
Yeah. And you can get much higher than that.
Well, sure. You have to, you know, they have different levels of what you'd put up there.
Right.
But yeah, 25 years.
You got solar there too?
No, but that was, we were looking into it.
Got it.
To do them at the same time. And but you know, that's suddenly the HOA fee went like through the roof and everyone went, no.
Right.
No.
The thing is though, once you get it and you're paying $60-something a month or $70 a month for your electric, you go,
during air conditioning
that is pretty
season.
Good.
Yeah. It's real
and
good.
And is yours a leased set, or did it come with the house like it's a paid for thing?
It came with the house when we got it. I'm not up on all the details. No. I was too busy moving heavy things at the time to be bothered with all that. So
I would almost think a lease agreement would have to almost be satisfied if the house transferred. Unless you agreed to continue paying on it. I don't know how that
is. I don't know. We complement each other in a way that she, for one weird reason or another, likes reading contracts.
Oh, so great.
She reads that stuff.
I'm like, oh, it's a contract. That seems official. Let me sign that.
Right.
Contracts. What could go wrong?
No, she knows that stuff from work. So she reads them and is, you know, let me get a bottle of water and sit down here. So.
I thought you were going to say a bottle of wine.
I know.
I'm like, all right then. Now we're talking.
Now I'll read that contract.
That's
I'd love
not
to.
Going
to
help you get anywhere.
I don't know. Might help me get through it.
I thought I was the only one that did this, but when I get ready to do my bills, I pour a glass of wine.
Oh.
All right, let's do this. Oh. And I was talking to my brother recently. He goes, yeah, she went out to go get a bottle of wine. We're going to go do our bills. I'm like, oh, you did that too?
That's so funny. I do mine at like 11 a.m. on Monday mornings. The last thing I'm going to do is get a bottle of wine.
Right.
I should maybe think about it.
It just eases things a little bit more for me. And then I go, I'm going to pay a little more on that.
Loosens up your purse strings.
Yeah, when's payday?
Okay.
Vinny, your $32 that lasts you, what, a week, a month, whatever?
Yeah, well, no, was at the end of bills, last pay period, I had $32. Yeah. But
you paid all your stuff.
I paid my stuff, but I also sent money to the 529s that I have for my kids.
And you pay it for a wedding.
It's great.
Hotline.
Oh.
So,
probably
and
our
that's
guests
a thing.
With our food, guys.
I really want that to be done.
Yeah.
Here soon so that I'm not fretting over that.
Set up the second kids yet?
The day she was born.
Good for you.
It was set up.
That's what you got to do.
And I had to use, if I remember correctly, they give you a temporary birth certificate, which I was able to use to get it going. And then you got to go back and I don't care. I guess, yes, it's set up.
Good. Those are lifesavers. Would have never even.
The 529s.
I wouldn't have thought of it. And John was like, hey, I'm reading this thing about, I'm going to set these up. I'm like, all right. And so, you know, and other people can contribute. Like your mom can make a gift.
They
instead
do it
of giving
all the
them
time.
Money, they can put it into the kids' college fund. It's like a tangible thing the kid will use later.
Right.
Or not, or you'll get it.
Yeah. I really hope with some conditioning and some massaging that we're able to make them want to go to, you know.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You don't want to start any sooner than you have to.
Nope.
Go enjoy that experience.
Yep.
And go to a place that has a football team so dad can go watch games.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Hey, back to the solar thing, Vinny. 408 says solar is the future. Let's see. Solar is the future. You can't use solar when the power goes out unless you have a battery backup.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I want to do. I want to get a battery backup.
All right.
A new study out of Stanford University found that online dating and apps are now the most popular way for couples to meet in the United States.
I would have guessed it. You know, I remember when people were like, oh, we met online. And it was almost like a taboo. Like, you did? And now it's the way.
I think that there was even a negative view towards someone who got on and on
in order to look right. Oh, that you! What a loser you are!
Desperate.
Meanwhile, they were the trailblazers.
Well, I mean, for me, for example, I've met plenty of girls in bars, but you know, I can't really go to bars anymore without that being a thing. So
you can hang outside the bar. Well, hey, what are you going in there? Are you like a big partier or just like going in for one glass of wine?
It's just not.
Like, how long do you think you'll be in there?
That bar hang seems to be very unappealing.
Right. Plus, if you're hanging outside the bar, everyone's smoking. Now, like, all your demons are being addressed.
Right. No, online dating works. It's cool. So, and it looks like a lot of people. 39% of current couples met online.
39%.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Holy guacamole.
All right.
Seems surprising. Are they counting like people who are married and like,
I don't know.
Like all couples? That's incredible.
How Stanford broke it down, but
Or just all people who are dating right now.
It's the most popular way for couples to meet in the U.S., and 39% of current couples met online. So these are the people who were coupled up.
Not necessarily. Okay. All right.
So.
That's just an enormous number.
Yeah, well. But where, you know.
I know.
Who's going out? And then the other thing is you meet people at work.
Yep. Mm. That's true. Which is not necessarily a great place to meet
people. No, it's a terrible move. But frankly, like one of my strengths is give me a little time. I'll work on you. Mm-hmm. You'll like me after a minute.
And here we are every day.
But after that, right, then you find yourselves going, wow, that fire burned out as fast as it started.
Right. And now I still have to see you every single day.
Right. So it's not that
it can be very bad to date at work.
I know, right.
You know, you wind up, one of you leaves and has to find another job.
Yeah. So.
And God, you know, you can, like, the whole supervisors, you know, the whole hashtag Me Too thing. Yeah. You just never know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. I only dated you because you had power over me. Oh, Jesus.
He said he was going to give me a raise.
I thought we really liked each other.
Gave me a raise, all right.
Oh.
Whoa.
I did do that.
Different kind of raise, Ben.
Sounds like you've heard that line before. Came out.
I gave me a raise.
Top of mind. Huh. Yikes. A college student sent her mom a picture of her room, but forgot to hide her handcuffs.
Oh, handcuffs.
A woman named Ella Martine goes to Chapman University in Orange, California.
And likes a little bondage on the side. Hey.
She just sent a picture of her room to her mom, but there were the handcuffs attached to her bed frame.
All right. Doesn't she just tell her mom that's a joke? That's a joke, Mom.
Her mom noticed them immediately and called Ella out. Ella tweeted the picture and the exchange with her mom, and now the tweet has gone viral.
Bryn, pull it up on Wise Brother.
But that is crunchy as hell.
Yeah, it all comes down to how you handle it immediately after your mom notices your handcuffs. Mom, I put those in there to see if you were paying attention.
Right, exactly.
Those are my friend Bill's. Yeah. I mean, Amy's.
I
found them outside.
I took them from your room, Mom.
So what? I like tying people up.
One time we were moving our friend. We were helping Timmy move.
Oh, Timmy.
Timmy. Yeah.
Timmy.
Timmy smells like pot, everyone.
Hot one.
Again?
Yeah. Hold on. She'll tell us a Timmy story in a second. She's got to talk to security downstairs, make sure our food gets up here in a timely fashion.
So it's here.
Apparently.
I can't really see the handcuffs right now.
I had a roommate when I lived in San Diego.
They're on the headboard, apparently.
Yeah, it's kind of blurry.
Can you see him?
I don't see him.
I'm too far away.
I don't see them, and it's kind of blurry. This picture is a little bit grainy.
Okay, well.
Jump to the next. Oh, there we go.
Oh, there they are.
There they are behind the pillow.
Rad.
That's actually, the mom has some pretty good eyeball skills, because those are hidden.
I can see how the daughter didn't even realize.
Yeah, sure.
What she was doing.
It's not like the light's glinting off him.
I had a roommate who was making all this noise in the room that he rented, and when we went down to look, like, what's going on in here? He was putting handcuffs. He was
drilling
attaching
them, into the wall.
Them to the metal bed frame, but he was using, like, it wasn't the cuff, like, on one side and then the cuff. He was putting a clamp on, and they had a chain, and then they had...
Oh, these are for real, legitimate.
They had like leather padded things.
Long term cuffs.
Right.
You know, I want you to be comfortable when you're tied to my
bed. I just went, what in the heck? Yeah, dude. And, you know, you like totally.
Want to try it out?
Can you hear all kinds of screaming
yeah,
and yelling coming out of that place?
That is the guy.
So, what about Timmy?
So, Timmy, we were breaking down his bed, and then we noticed that there were nylons. Attached to the bedposts on each side.
Ow.
And we just all looked at each other and then never spoke of it again. To this day, every time I look at him, I think about that.
Have you ever...
Tie people to the bed.
Yeah.
I've never dated anybody that had, like, a design on that.
Oh.
Like, knew what they liked, wanted it, and told me, here's what we're doing, or here's what I'm going to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never gotten to experience. Have you had anyone go, you know what I want to do?
Yeah. No, I never had that either.
No, I did. I didn't date this guy, but I knew this guy that had a shoe fetish.
Oh.
And so he would want my shoes.
Mm. Not foot, but shoe, huh?
Shoes, yeah.
How bizarre.
Weird. And, you know, I have big feet, and so he would like to, you know, he wanted my heels.
Mm. Did what?
I floated
to, like,
him a couple
smell
pair.
Them or?
You did?
Yeah.
You floated him a couple pair of your shoes.
Yeah, I was done with them, so I'm like, you know, they're scuffed up or whatever.
Sure.
I was like, yeah, you can have these.
He wants it after a marathon, too. Like, go running for 26 miles, then give him the
Give me those shoes. Give me those shoes.
Yeah.
I've had a ex that offered handcuffs before.
Oh.
And did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah, I did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. It was
Wait,
a great
you
time.
Were handcuffed or she was?
No, she was. She was like, hey, you want to try these? And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Oh. See, that's, I've done that, but I don't have the deviant mind. I need someone to do it to me.
Yeah. Right.
And then I need to be cuffed.
Right.
And then I need to be like, not there, no.
You wouldn't even do it because you're so ticklish.
I know, I am. Yeah. You're right.
Because that's what I'd do. If I had you cuffed to a bed, I would just get a feather and torture you.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway.
You'd promise me anything for me to let you.
I probably would. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, oh boy. Oh boy.
Ay, ay, ay.
You have to have a safe
Damn.
Word, though, right?
Yeah.
Has to be a safe word.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have been bondaged by that mistress that
That's
we had
true.
On the air.
Oh,
yeah.
Mistress Midori.
It happened to me right in front of you guys.
That's right.
I liked it. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Got all
was
about
just,
that.
He was like a little twisting, turning.
I know. And screaming like a little girl.
Yeah, it was nice. She had some of that audio.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Thank you for the Friday montage. Using it to get my kids out of bed this morning. Love you all.
Yeah, thanks, Bryn. And thanks, Juicy, for insisting on it.
Yay.
That was good.
Forcing it.
Yeah, I forced it.
Just force it.
Oh, Vinny, someone says, how did Vin and Christina meet?
On Facebook.
So they're one of the 39%.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's
you met a lot of girls.
I feel perfectly comfortable doing it because I know I can't go to bars,
right? Mm-hmm.
And if I go, so that where else can I? You know,
when you got back here and got, you know, on Facebook, and I mean, there were, you know, a lot, that's how people could reach out to you.
Yeah, yeah, I went on some dates.
Yeah,
for sure, and some fails, and you know, whatever.
Sure. Look, everybody has those.
I told you that one girl who said something to me like, well, I have a dentist. I'm not sure if a DJ is. And I'm looking at her like, what?
You go ahead and go with your dentist.
What are we, playing cards? You suck.
Yeah. You got to get a good hand.
I'm going to finish this. I had taken her to, you know what OSHA is?
Is the it occupational like safe and healthy?
No. It's like
safe
the,
and healthy.
Okay, I'm saying it wrong then.
Yeah, I was
it's
thinking
the
like
Thai
the government.
Food place.
I don't. Where is that?
Right OSHA here in the city.
Yeah.
Oh,
OSHA. You know it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is called OSHA.
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
Oh.
It's really good.
It is really good.
I love Thai.
So I just ate my Thai food and waited for it to be done and was like, have
Eric,
a good one.
Can I drop you off?
God.
Because we're not going to be going out anymore. Uh-huh. You can go to your dentist's house, sit in his chair.
415. I don't know what she was looking for. A competitive thing or something?
She wanted
no.
you to try harder.
She was cute, too, but no. Mm-mm. What about a cool bandana underneath the helmet, Sarah? Oh. There's no such thing as a cool bandana.
I have a cool bandana.
No, you
maybe
don't.
Maybe I'll do that.
A
That's not a bad idea.
Scarf, a beautiful scarf.
I have a cotton bandana. I'll just use that. Yeah, like I'll be like a dog. You know, you tie a bandana around the dog's neck.
No, don't do it.
I'll do that. That's a good idea.
I shouldn't have read that one, darn it.
I just grab our helmets and then, you know, do it. I'll try what you said.
Right.
Give him a wink. Like, come on, man.
Let me use my helmet.
Let me use my helmet. It's a full-on bike helmet.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking about a thing I'll be able to tell you about on Monday.
Right. Yeah. A gift for your brother.
Yeah.
Hey,
big
we got
to
go. What's coming up?
Miley Cyrus. She went off on a very entertaining tweet rant yesterday.
Good.
So,
uh-oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.